everyone, and welcome to episode number 61 of the PE Geek Podcast. And as always, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. And these are my favorite episodes. They're episodes where we get to interview people who work with students in a whole range of different fields, and today is no exception. So welcome to the show, Gemma Coles. How are you, Gemma?
Great, thank you, Jared.
Awesome. So whereabouts are you at the moment? Where are you based?
So I'm based in Bournemouth, which is on the south coast of the United Kingdom. I've been here all my life. I work in this area, and I haven't really ventured very far from the south coast of England.
Perfect. Now, I got you on the show because you have a really hyper-focused expertise in gymnastics. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I was a gymnast myself and always loved the sport. And then I ended up running my own gymnastics club. And then eventually I got into working with teachers in various schools in this area, helping them upskill their gymnastics teaching.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously this is something that grew out of a personal passion. Do you still get to be involved in that personal side, or is it all just now working with and coaching other people?
I still do a little bit. Mm-hmm. However, I've got three children now, so my life's become more about making sure everyone's in the right place. And, you know, just on the odd occasion, you think, oh, I must make sure that I don't injure myself, or keeping everyone else happy is my real role now. So, yeah, I spend the majority of my time helping teachers and running the gymnastics club.
So does this mean that you work within multiple different schools, or how does it work from the school's perspective? Like, do they send students to you, or do you come to them, or what's the general way that works?
I go directly into schools. So, for example, this week I will be in five different schools. Mm-hmm. I will go in, I'll work with the teachers, I'll run through lesson plans, I will teach lessons, but also observe them doing lessons. And we work together very much. Awesome. Planning and then putting together lessons and then delivering them.
So why do you think gymnastics is so important as, you know, that basic sort of introduction as a really young age to then lifelong sort of physical activity? Why do you think it's something that should still be taught in schools?
I just think it's fundamental. So gymnastics covers all sorts of things. So you've got balance, you've got agility, you've got all core shapes, so everything that you do. So we do hand apparatus, so you've got all the different balls and ribbons, and I just think it's absolutely fundamental. And if it's so transferable, so if they've got good gymnastics ability, then they can transfer that into different sports. Just purely the core strength, and we all know how important that is for all sports. If they've got good core strength, which I believe gymnastics really instills, then that just is fundamental for, you know, even just sitting properly and standing straight, just in general life. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it is a bit of a shame that, you know, at least I'm talking from Australia's point of view, that lots of schools have almost eliminated it from their curriculum. And is that sort of a trend that you see? Is that worrying?
No, not at all. Okay. I've not heard of that at all over here in the UK. And from what I believe, in America as well, then there's lots of gymnastics happening within the curriculum.
It's really good. So, I mean, I know when I said the word eliminating, I probably mean more so that it's probably not as done as readily as it once was in Australia. And I guess there's more of a shift towards not just a generalist PE teacher teaching it, but someone who's more expertly, you know, like yourself, taking it.
Okay.
Which I think is a good thing, because, you know, not everyone has the skills to, I guess, teach it properly. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I'm over here in the UK, since we have the Olympics here, I have noticed there's more funding for specialists.
Perfect.
But historically, we haven't had any funding for specialists to come into school. So it's always been the teachers that have been teaching the gymnastics lessons. So maybe you just have more opportunity for specialists to come in, Jared.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like that idea of a specialist mindset too. So, you know, the idea that not everyone is an expert in everything. So tapping into the expertise is, I think, a smart move. Bringing you into school is a smart move for that school.
When I first started working in the schools, I was absolutely astounded at how many different subjects the teachers had to be experts in. So I think anyone coming in is just a huge help. And I've always been really well received. So everyone that I've gone in and worked with has been so grateful to, you know, have someone else thinking about a subject for them and helping them with it.
Yeah, I mean, this is really nice flow on from an episode that we did a few months ago now, which was about outsourcing and this mindset shift that a lot of teachers still need to be happy to do. And that is, you know, outsource their, maybe even their teaching to experts, people like yourself who are specialists, and not feel that that's like a step back. It's actually a step forward in so many ways. And I think this this gymnastics example is testament to that. So this leads into my next lot of questions. And you've been quite innovative in the delivery of the gymnastics material, and that's led you to building an app. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So I have a gymnastics book that's an ebook, and you also have as a hard copy, but it's been really well received. And so off the back of that, I decided that it would be great to have videos for each of the skills that were in the book. So I have an app called Head Over Heels about gymnastics. And you can go onto each page of the ebook, but you can also play the videos. So you'll see myself teaching how to do each skill, and you can put these up onto your whiteboard from the app, which is really helpful.
Yeah, so this is again that whole idea of outsourcing the expertise to someone who is an expert, and that's you. So you know, this is something that I would readily do as well. So you said people are using the app, they're downloading it. It is free in the App Store first, and you get access to like one lesson, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. There is also the app, which is Head Over Heels about Gymnastics for Education. Mm-hmm. And that you can get, I believe the schools download it. I've forgotten the name of it now. But you can download multiple apps on that, okay. Platform. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name, Jared. I don't know if you can help me. But anyway, yes, you can get it from that, and then you can link it to whatever you want to. So if you have a whiteboard in your hall, then that's just fantastic, because the pupils can then watch it.
Yeah, so it is almost like you could potentially be through the app teaching students on scale every day across, you know, all of the globe in theory.
Yeah, I've had people tweet me a lot and show me videos of them with it on the whiteboard and then in the class working alongside. So they might run a lesson around forward rolls, and then they have the forward roll taught properly by myself, and then they can work their lesson around it and adapt it. And it's fantastic. It's so great to see. You know, it's so lovely to see the wide reach just from here in Bournemouth. You know, I feel like little old me, and then the whole world has this access to really good quality gymnastics.
And it's actually, really good teaching on behalf of the teachers who are at the schools too, because they flipped the paradigm from being the people up the front doing the delivery in something they're not skilled about to someone who is skilled. And then they just get, I'm assuming, to walk around and assist one-on-one while someone at the front of the room, even if it's digitally, is leading the lesson. So it's really good teaching, that flipped learning approach, which we speak about a lot on the podcast. So I'm really quite fond of it. So the take-up's been quite good, I hear, from the app.
Yeah, it has. It's like everything. It's slow and steady. So as and when people start to hear about it, you know, I'm just getting really good positive feedback from it. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
So does this lead down the path of maybe something else down the track? Is there other ideas for apps? Or
I have a pair and trio book. So that book is, for example, you know when you were a child and you used to lie on your back and you'd put your brother up in the air on your feet? Mm-hmm. And you would sort of imagine you were flying around. Yeah. Well, in gymnastics, we have what we call sports acrobatic balances. And you would do this in your class. So this would be like when you stand with your partner and you hold hands and you do a counterbalance. Mm-hmm. So that kind of thing. And I have a book on that. So we're going to create the app so that people who download the app can then open the section for counterbalances. And I've also done a book on beams. Mm-hmm. So working on a beam, so it will just give you loads of ideas.
Yeah.
So then the app will build on from there, and you'll be able to open the beam section. So then, again, your pupils can have more and more and more ideas.
And it becomes this resource that lives and grows with, you know, new things that you add to it, etc., as opposed to some of the static resources that we get, which are then and there in time, this will grow, which I guess is a positive.
Yes.
Awesome. So yes. You go.
Well, we're hoping that the beam section will be on by the end of the year, and then the sports acro section in the middle of next year.
Perfect. So you've mentioned a couple of tools that classes can benefit from in their practice. So they may have a screen of some sort to deliver some content. Is there any other sort of tools that, or technical, you know, technological tools that you tend to use?
Well, I've noticed two ways that they use the app. So one is they put it on the iPad, on the screen at the front of the hall. But yeah, other schools I've seen, they have access to a lot of iPads. So they'll work in pairs, and then they'll watch the skill, and then one person will have a go, and the other one will observe and give feedback and maybe help them a bit. But they'll use their own little iPads. And then the other person will have a go, and then they'll watch it. It's fascinating. It's amazing. It's so different to how I remember school being.
Yeah, the opportunities are quite immense. So, you know, as you've mentioned, you can have success whether you've got one device right through. And if you've got kids that have access to more than one device, then it becomes a little bit more self-directed, because each kid could be doing something a little bit different, or progressed a little bit further, or doing an activity different to their peers that are around them. But each of them have sort of an instructor in their pocket, so to speak, through the app. So it's tremendously powerful in its potential. So what about video? Does video play, or recording students, etc., does that play a role in, or is it an increased role that you see these days in teaching of gymnastics?
Being completely honest, it's not something I see in every school. I'd love to see more of it. Mm-hmm. So I try and encourage it. So yeah, once they've got the tablets, once they've got one between a pair, then they can start to video each other and watch it through. And when they do, it's brilliant. I think it's going to be the future. So I think that will be the main thing that happens in the future. I think they'll video each other, and then they'll assess themselves as well as peer assessments. I'd like to see way more of it. I try and encourage it, but I think it's a new thing, but it will be with us.
Yeah, I mean, everything takes time. So, I mean, these practices will, and they do evolve. But you're right, video is really motivational. You know, I remember my first ever time seeing myself, playing sport on a video, and it changed my game for just wanting to continue doing that thing. So even at its most basic, video is a motivational asset, but then you can take it deeper, and you know, you can start to analyze, and like you've said, peer assess, critique, etc. And there's so many tools out there to assist with that these days. So apps such as BAM Video Delay, I mean, are you familiar with any of the video delay apps?
No, I'm not
floating around. So I wanted to share yourself with you, because a video delay app is available on any of the tablets, and you can get them for free. And what they enable you to do is time shift the video that's being shown on the tablet. So you can imagine it pointing towards the beam, for example, and a student performs, you know, some sort of skill, and they get off the beam. What is then shown on the tablet is a delay. So you can basically get the chance to watch it back immediately after, without having to stop and play and rewind and do all those things that might normally happen. And essentially, it's just like looking and performing in a mirror, but the mirror is showing your reflection on a 10-second or 20-second delay. And it's really quite profoundly impacted, you know, in terms of impacting the performance. And we see lots of stuff for, students, schools all around the globe using it in gymnastic sessions. So, I mean, what do you think video provides to students? Is it powerful to see yourself?
It's invaluable. It's really invaluable. It tells you so much, and you know, the kids are so receptive and just so used to this kind of thing, and also they are really good at teaching others. So to teach themselves, you know, is just brilliant. It's going to make us coaches redundant, I would imagine, Jared.
I think it makes you more valuable in many ways because, you know, you can be there on the side of and with the tech. And I always talk about there's no substitute for good teaching, and you're an example of good teaching. But when you wrap around some of this technology around good teaching, then, I mean, you can be even a better teacher. So I'm pleased to hear that it is something that you're playing and using. So where can people find out more about the app, and where can they go to get that?
So if you go to my website, which is www.headoverheelsgymnastics.co.uk, mm-hmm. Click on the app page, have a look through, and find the links, get in there, and get using it.
Perfect. I couldn't recommend it more. There will be some information on the blog post that goes with this episode, so there'll be links as well as a full episode transcript to this show. And if you have any questions for Gemma, then you can also find how you can get in contact with her via Twitter. Is there any other ways that you recommend?
Yeah, we use Facebook a lot. We have a lot of interaction on our Facebook page, and because of the products we've got, people use them at home as well, so they like to send us videos and keep in contact and send us pictures, which is just fantastic. It's just so lovely to hear that people are using what we're producing.
Perfect. Makes it real and authentic, doesn't it?
Yeah, our Facebook page is Head Over Heels About Gymnastics.
Awesome. And all links will be in the show notes. I really want to thank Gemma for stopping by and explaining and sharing how gymnastics plays a big role in you know, I think, the lives of all students who get the opportunity to do it, and the app, etc., that she's made. So thank you, Gemma, for stopping by, and I look forward to speaking soon.
Thank you very much, Jared.
See you later.
Goodbye.